You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Tata Sons-owned Air India will induct one new aircraft every 6 days until the end of 2024 to expand its reach and spruce up its market share, a market dominated by IndiGo currently. The announcement came just ahead of the unveiling of the new identity of Air India Express, the low-cost carrier on a new Boeing 737-8 aircraft. AI had a similar unveiling ceremony in August of a new identity. Up next, the top four IT companies in the country saw a total of 21,213 employees less in Q2 of FY24 compared to their Q1 headcount. TCS saw its headcount decline by 6,333, the steepest fall at least in the last 5 years. Infosys, the second largest IT company, saw its headcount decline by 7,530 employees, while headcount at HCL Tech declined by 2,299, Wipro saw a fall of 5,051 to 2,44,707. In the June-ended quarter, Wipro had a total employee headcount of 2,49,758. Wipro saw its attrition falling to 15.5% in the September quarter from 17.3% in the June quarter. Large peers like TCS, Infosys, and HCL Tech also saw their attrition fall to 14.9%, 14.9%, and 14.2% respectively. Moving on, according to official sources, the India-UK negotiations on a free trade agreement are likely to continue for a few more days or even weeks that would push back the actual date of finalizing and signing the pact beyond October. The frenetic activity of the last few weeks had raised hopes of an early conclusion of talks, even though officially both sides have always refrained from setting any deadlines after the earlier date of Diwali last year was missed due to political developments in the UK. Currently, the 13th round of talks on FTA is in progress. The current round started on September 3rd and with a small break is still continuing. India's Commerce Secretary had visited London in October first week to push the talks further. In another development, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, or TRAI, is soon expected to start the consultation process to set the reserve price for new spectrum bands identified by the Department of Telecommunications, DOT, in 37 to 37.5 GHz, 37.5 to 40 GHz, and 42.5 to 43.5 GHz. The process could take TRAI at least 6 months to prepare its recommendation on auctioning the spectrum and fixing the reserve price. Since some of these brands can also be used for satellite services, TRAI is also expected to look at it from the perspective of coexistence. The DOT was keen on bringing the newly identified bands in the upcoming spectrum auction. However, it is now expected to go ahead auctioning the airwaves that were unsold in the previous auctions. Meanwhile, in a bid to combat terror financing, the government has introduced an amendment to the Prevention of Money Laundering Rules 2005. The amendment aims to enhance record keeping in case of international transactions exceeding Rs 50,000. Under the new rules, a reporting entity will have to identify clients for every international transaction above Rs 50,000 and ascertain the purpose of the business if not well defined. The amendment also mandates reporting entities that are part of a group to implement measures against money laundering and terror financing. They should also share information required for the purposes of client due diligence and shall establish adequate safeguards to ensure confidentiality and use of information exchange to prevent tipping off that may compromise ongoing investigations. In other news, the Supreme Court on Wednesday started contempt proceedings against the National Company Law Appellate Tribunal, issuing show cause notices to two members of an NCLAT bench for pronouncing a judgment in the Finelex Cables case despite directions from the SE to maintain status quo in it. A three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud asked NCLAT Judicial Member Rakesh Kumar and Technical Member Alok Srivastava why contempt proceedings should not be initiated against them. The NCLAT members have been asked to be present before the SE bench on October 30th. The Apex Court has also set aside NCLAT's October 13 order, in which the tribunal had ruled in favour of Deepak Chabadia continuing as chairman of Finelex Cables. Lastly, the government on Wednesday approved the Green Energy Corridor Phase 2 Interstate Transmission System for a 13-gigawatt renewable energy project in Ladakh. The project is targeted to set up by FY30 with a total estimated cost of Rs 22,774 crore. Of the total cost, the central financial assistance will be 40% at Rs. 8,310 crore. The project will be implemented by Power Grid Corporation of India Limited. The project will also be connected to Leh-Austang-Srinagar line to provide power to Jammu and Kashmir. The project will entail setting up of 713-kilometer transmission lines and 5-gigawatt capacity of high-voltage direct current terminal, each at Pang in Ladakh and Kaithal in Haryana. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.